Biz-Bob. Well, the dash is really important because he just dashes everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. All right, so we're going to talk about reconciling. Reconciling too often. I reconcile once a month. That's it. I just do it once a month, just like I take a bath every week, whether I need one or not. Right?
Yeah, I'm dashing over to Fort Payne today. How about that?
All right, so what people reconcile? I mean, you reconcile. I guess what are people not reconciling like till like forever? Or, I mean,
well, it was the most interesting comment that I got from a comeback client, a client that went away in 2016 and got a call from him this week. He said, "Please come back and help me." And so I went over there, and in about 15 minutes, I had his account straightened back out. He couldn't figure it out. And then he made a comment to me. He says, "Yeah, I'm changing accountants because my accountant says that I reconcile too often."
Huh?
I said, "Well, that's a pretty good reason to change. I can't believe an accountant is telling you that you reconcile too often."
But what did it mean? I mean, are we talking reconcile in the checking account or reconcile? Because explain what reconcile is. Are we dealing with the multiple accounts, or what are we doing? What was he doing too often?
Well, I think he's using the bank feeds where you mm-hmm. download transactions, and the accountant doesn't understand how to use that. So he basically, his terminology was, "Well, you're just doing that too often, and it's messing up your checking account."
Doing your download.
Yeah, because I taught them years ago. I said, "You do this every day. Every morning you check your balance against the bank." And they were beautiful. They were very good at it. And then there were some issues that happened. They decided to go somewhere else. And then they called me this week to come and rescue them from an $11,000 bank difference between what was in QuickBooks and what the bank had.
Good Lord. Well, and look, these downloads, and the banks don't help a lot of times, right? Some of them will change all their criteria, and then you got to... And then sometimes they don't tell you, right?
Well, yeah. Sometimes the banks are not very good about telling their QuickBooks clients, "Hey, we're changing our website," or "We're changing the way this works. You need to disconnect and reconnect." But I deal with that all the time, so I know what the symptoms are, and I know how to go fix them.
Several things I've learned from Biz-Bob over the years. One, do your bank download at least every couple of days, and then make sure you reconcile, because otherwise it's going to be curtains. All right, so tell them.
It turns into spaghetti.
Yep. Or garbage in, garbage out. That's the other one. Hey, tell folks how to find Biz-Bob, because you can help them like you helped this guy.
Give us a call at 256-337-5200 or go to our website, biz-bob.com.